Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And think of it this way. We all got together and decided to lend $5 billion to a bunch of thieves. Give them a credit line. That's the idea. Joining us now is Richard Cox, credit card fraud expert and chief information officer for Spam House. He joins us from London to talk about a study that the company Symantec did where they observed credit card fraud online, and as we get into this holiday season, and observed that based on their research for an entire year, it amounts to a $5 billion credit line for a bunch of thieves who are doing pretty darn well. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
What do you think of that? I mean, there was a time when $5 billion seemed like a big number to people like you and me, but that's no longer the case. Nevertheless, what do you think of the scale of this fraud as the study has unearthed it?
I think they've unearthed the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more behind it. The problem with the credit card fraud, of course, is it never gets paid back, and that it's so easy to do. The banks are seeing it as a cost of doing business. Law enforcement doesn't really have the initiative to follow up on the majority of cases. They are, after all, a key part of organized crime in various parts of the world. Criminals are not usually in the US. They're most commonly in Russia. And therefore, it's very difficult for law enforcement to follow up.
And among the steps that are taken to actually enable this fraud is the buying and selling of credit card numbers online, which Symantec in its study actually observed. How does this work?
Well, quite simply, there are, if you like, wholesalers who will sell a batch of numbers which they've bought from the various people who suck them in from their keyloggers. Your keyloggers sit on people's private PCs. The users don't know they're not there, but they log everything that's typed. They send that off to the owner, as it were, of that keylogger, who keeps that list and sells it.
Now, the credit card companies, as you say, think of this as a cost of doing business, and so they don't necessarily want to do anything that's going to make it harder to process credit card transactions. They'll just add fees and raise the interest rate, right?
Well, over here they are doing something, but I noticed how easy it was to use my credit card in the US recently compared with using it here. There are checks on these things, and it's working. And the internet industry is also trying to stamp it out, but we're worried that the new proposed legislation by Senator Obama could actually make that impossible.
Now, he's an advocate of net neutrality. Explain what that means and how it would make credit card fraud more difficult to police.
Well, net neutrality, in his mind, is whether anybody can get equal access to the internet via any other provider. And it came about because some phone companies were saying, well, hey, you can't do voice over IP on our internet because you're competing with us. And that's exactly what Senator Obama wants to stop. But if he writes a bill that's going to make it possible for one person to say, I have to give you service, I don't have any option, then the criminals are going to demand service. The criminals are going to get connected.
And it's going to be more easy for fraudulent companies to be created online and vanish and be recreated the next day.
We, the industry, are the only people who are able to police this, as I said, because law enforcement doesn't. A couple of weeks back, the Mercola site was taken out of service by the internet itself, by engineers and security people in adjacent networks. They could see the harm that was going on. And overnight, the volume of spam hitting your mailbox was dropped by over 50%. Now, if that sort of impact can be had by one co-location center, and if we end up with a law that forces networks to take traffic from that co-location center, we're in big trouble.
All right. Well, Richard Cox, in time for this holiday season, it doesn't seem as though there's going to be anything to reduce fraud for this shopping season. But as you say, sober trends for retailers online. Richard Cox is credit card fraud expert and chief information officer for Spam House. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.